am Jeremiah Dixon. I am a Geordie boy. Glass of wine with you, sir, and the ladies I'll enjoy. Old Durham and Northumberland is measured up by my own hand. It was my fate from birth to make my mark upon the earth.
He calls me Charlie Mason, stargazer am I. It seems that I was born to chart the evening sky. They'd cut me out for baking bread, but I had other dreams instead. This baker's boy from the West Country would join the Royal Society. We are sailing to Philadelphia, a world away from the coaly tide. Sailing to Philadelphia to draw the line, the Mason-Dixon line. Surveyor Dixon, but I swear you'll make me mad. The West will kill us both, you gullible Geordie lad. You talk of liberty, how can America be free? A Geordie and a baker's boy in the forests of the Iroquois.
Now hold your head up, Mason, see America lies there. The morning tide has raised the capes of Delaware. Come up and feel the sun, a new morning has begun. Another day will make it clear why your star should guide us here. Sailing to Philadelphia, a world away from the coaly tide. Sailing to Philadelphia to draw the line, the Mason-Dixon line. Thank you.
You're listening to KDRT 95 in Davis, California. I have to turn mics on here. Say something, Max.
Say something.
There
Max.
You go. We got to get you louder. We got to get you louder here. I got to get myself louder. What the heck is going on here? Okay, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good, Peter. How are you?
I am excellent. Thank you very much. We have Max Riley on the show with us. Is it Max or Maxwell?
Well, my given name at birth was Maxwell, but Max Riley is what I've chosen for my stage name, but people can call me whatever you want to call me. Come up with a name. I don't care.
Okay.
If you yell it loud enough, I'll probably respond.
There you go. Okay, well, we'll call you Max during the show here. Max is a young man that I met on the stage at the Veterans Memorial.
Yes, sir.
Probably about a year ago now.
Yeah, I'd say about a year ago.
And it was my first time back in Memorial Stadium for... 2 years almost, or a year at that point. But anyways, Maxwell performed to a huge audience of empty seats.
Maybe like four people there?
Four
just the
people.
Crew.
That's the crew. That was all
a
that
real
was
good
allowed.
COVID show.
But we had the videotape rolling, so was good. So you're born and bred Davis, or?
I was born in Grass Valley, but
right.
They gave birth to me in Grass Valley, but I think I was flown somewhere else. But I just say Grass Valley. And then I moved to Davis probably about kindergarten.
Okay.
So, yeah, essentially, you know, fine print, you know.
Yep. You're absolutely a Davis boy.
Yes.
I'll say it at that point. Yes. Okay. So how did you get into music?
Well, music was always kind of around me growing up. My dad is a musician. He plays drums. There was a lot of band practices and performances when I was growing up, so it was just kind of around me, and you know, I just found my way to a drum kit when I was old enough. My dad built me like a drum kit out of like cans and like pots and stuff that I would bang around on, and I remember my dad, once we moved to Davis, we finally had a garage so he could have his own drum kit in the house, so he brought a drum kit.
Whoa. Home,
and I remember playing along to like Foo Fighters songs and like anything I could get my hands on to just learn drums from. I never took any lessons, but I would just study the music and pick up what I could, you know?
Right.
And so from there, it went to electronic music. I found my way to, like, dubstep and stuff like that in probably about, like, fourth grade. And that really got me into production and, like, working on the computer and making sound. And if it wasn't for that, I probably wouldn't be as capable as I am now. I probably wouldn't be able to make a whole song in my room like I do. But
okay.
Yeah, that's pretty much where it all started.
Okay, so and then you went to Davis High?
No, I went to Martin Luther King, the continuation high school.
Right, okay. Music there?
So it's such a small school.
Right.
The whole school is like one room. It's like a library room.
Right.
And then there's classrooms that break off from that main room. So our history teacher, shout out to Blair Howard, he was also the music teacher. So we had like a regular classroom, and then there was like a wall of guitars and like a drum set in the corner,
okay,
like a bunch of amps. So we would just be like sitting in history class, and I would be like not paying attention, like not having a good time, and I would just pick up a guitar and just start playing and just be chilling, or like, and he wouldn't care. He would just let me learn songs or work on my chops while everybody else was learning about the American Civil War or whatever,
right.
You know? So shout out to Blair for nurturing my musical abilities. You know, he also gave me a bass. Well, he let me borrow a bass, and I never brought it back, and he never said anything about it. So,
do you still have it?
Yeah, I still have it.
Oh, great!
I used it today. I use it on all my recordings. So shout out to Blair.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, to introduce your music to our guests, I'm gonna start off with "Under the Sun." How does that grab you? Is that okay?
Under the Sun.
Max Carpenter.
Max Carpenter. I don't know if I have a song called Under the Sun. Let me see.
Did I pick up the wrong one?
Yeah. All my stuff is under Max Riley.
Okay.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah, there we go.
All right. Well, in that case, we're going to take a little quick segue, okay?
Okay.
While I straighten things out. I'm going to play a song that's very relevant today. Della Reese is going to sing it. It's called The Simple Song of Freedom. It's
okay.
Very short. And then I'll explain why I'm playing it, not only because what's going on in the Ukraine, but another reason. So let's just play that, and I'll straighten myself out here. Sorry about that, folks.
It's all good.
Yeah.
Tell it to the people everywhere. We the people care. No war, no war. Hey, come and sing a simple song of freedom.
Sing about freedom.
Why don't you sing it like you've never ever sung a people?
Like you've never sung.
Come on and let it fill the air. Tell it to the people everywhere.
Oh, that we the people care. No war, no war.
Hey, listen, 700 million. Are you listening? Believe me, most of all, what you read is made of lies. But while I'm here speaking one to one, tell me, ain't it everybody's song to wake up to in the morning when we rise? Why don't you come and sing a simple song of freedom?
Sing about freedom.
Yeah, sing it. Sing it like you never ever sung before. Oh, no.
People, yeah, do not
want. Now, no doubt some folks don't mind doing battle. I'm thinking about presidents, prime ministers, and kings. I got this idea, let us build them shells where they can go and fight among themselves and just leave the people be who love to sing.
Alrighty, that is Simple Song of Freedom, Della Reese, and the reason I'm playing it, the person who wrote it passed away this week, and he is famous for, Bobby Darin is the name, he is famous for writing songs such as Splish, 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 Splash, and Mac the Knife, and a few others. Way back in the 50s, but he came up with this song, and the reason he wrote it is he was in the room when Bobby Kennedy was shot. So
wow.
he had a moment where, and he's a songwriter, so, you know, he wrote something about it.
Yeah, of course.
So anyways, my apologies to Max for completely picking it the wrong artist and the song. Can you believe I did that?
I can't believe there's another Max Carpenter out there making music.
And I was going to ask you, how do you want to be known, Max Riley or Max Carpenter?
For now,
that's what confused me.
Yeah, Max Riley. If you're looking for me musically, it's going to be under Max Riley.
Okay.
And that's funny that happened because I've met another guy on Instagram named Max Carpenter or Maxwell Riley Carpenter, which is
right.
My full name. And he also happened to make music. And so we were friends for a while just on that basis. But that's crazy. I didn't realize that there was another Max Carpenter out there.
Well, there was another one. In the background, The Groove, Max Carpenter.
Thank you.
Maxwell Carpenter.
Maxwell Riley Carpenter.
Maxwell Riley Carpenter. I'll be confused the whole way.
I know. I've made it too confusing.
Good God.
Now.
Good Lord. You're not the first that's had different names, stage names, and just their family name.
Yeah.
And I know them with their family name, and then I use it, and oh, my God, you know.
People will start getting confused. They're like, wait, Carpenter, who's that?
Are you one of these guys that all day long you're thinking about riffs?
Yeah. It's really? Like I have pretty I would say chronic ADHD. It's pretty strong, dude. Like and so thoughts and sounds will just loop in my head all day long, like incessantly. So it's just like something will pop in, like a riff will pop in my head, and it'll loop over and over again until I get to a guitar and figure it out.
Okay.
So it's like almost like they haunt me, you know? So I'm always thinking of stuff, you know. Sometimes I think of riffs that I think are so cool, but they're just so complex I can't even come up with them, like figure out how to do them on the guitar.
So how do you record a good riff? Do you just sing it or hum it on your phone?
Well, usually, I mean, that's the most ideal situation, you know.
Right.
It would be nice if I did that, but I kind of tend to just try to remember it as long as I can until I get to a guitar, but that kind of ends up being a fault because sometimes it ends up sounding different than it originally was when I thought of it. So I do need to be better at like recording myself singing that stuff so that that doesn't happen.
Yeah. So we had a little confusing beginning here. So let me start again. You're listening to KDRT 95.7 right here, 95.7 FM in Davis, California. Listening Lyrics is the name of the show. I'm your host, Peter Pastore, and sitting with me for the hour today is Max Riley. And Max is talking a little bit about his music, his so far rather short career. But, you know, he's when did you actually first pick up a guitar and start playing? How old were you?
So I first picked up the guitar and started playing when I was maybe like 15 maybe or 16.
Whoa, so not that many years.
Not that many years. It's a pretty recent thing for me. For the longest time, I never even thought I would play guitar. Drums were my primary instrument. I started playing drums. Like I said earlier, my dad built the drum set for me, you know, and I fiddled around.
Is your dad a musician?
Yeah, my dad plays drums. He plays guitar. He writes his own songs and records stuff, you know, whenever he can. I mean, he used to do it a lot more.
Was he in a band?
He's in a band right now called Mao. They play a lot around Sacramento. Some people may
know them. They have their annual summer thing out there.
My dad is doing Owl Fest. It's this summer.
Owl Fest. Yeah, yeah, that's the name of it.
Memorial Day weekend, I'll be playing. Mao will be playing. Loads of bands, you know.
I've always wanted to go up there, and you have to bring your tent.
Yeah, you should come. Peter.
And do your thing. Usually it's out in the foothills, right?
We started doing it in Wilseyville, so it's not that bad. It used to be a really gnarly drive.
Right.
You used to have to go up this mountain and twist and turn, and it was ridiculous. But now it's like a pretty straight, flat drive the whole way there.
Okay.
But it's real chill. You just come out and you camp, and there's food vendors there and lots of music. You stay for the whole weekend, you know.
Right.
So if people are interested, they can look up Owlfest on Facebook. I'm sure you can find it.
When is it this year?
This year it's Memorial Day weekend, the last weekend in May.
Wow, it's coming up.
Yeah, it's coming up next month. I'll be headlining on Friday night.
Wow.
My dad's band's headlining on another night. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. I don't know the schedule.
Right.
I'm never really home, so I don't know what's going on.
Okay. As I said, we're talking with Max Riley. Max brought his guitar. Do you have a song you can play for us?
Yes, I can do a song for you guys.
Okay. Let's have Max do his song. And while he's plugging in and getting organized, I'm going to let you know about Don Saylor's Soups On. The truth is universally acknowledged that good food, and listen to this, Max, live music, and a cause worth supporting bring people together like nothing else. As we move back into community life, you can do all the above at the 17th annual Don Saylor Soups on Thursday, April 21, from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Veterans Memorial Center. I'll be back at the Veterans Memorial, Maxwell.
There we go, full circle.
All proceeds from this event this year go to our very own Community Media Center, Davis Media, home of KDRT. The event requires proof of vaccination and features a great deal of outdoor seating, a silent auction, and music by Mumbo Gumbo and more. Buy tickets online at donsaylor.org/soups-on. And I'm looking forward to that event.
That sounds like a blast.
Yeah. So, what are you going to play for us, Max?
And I'm going to do a little Beatles for you. I'm going to do some Drive My Car.
Is that the only one you have for us?
That's the only one I have prepared, but
okay.
I can...
Well, no. If you want to do that one, we'll go right into that section.
Okay.
Okay? So while you're still getting ready, I'm going to... So every week, which I started doing this a week ago now, I pick a Paul McCartney song or one that he helped co-write, many of them with John Lennon, and tell you a little bit about the song itself. Then I'm asking our guests to play the song, and then I'll sort of morph into the Beatles version of it. So Paul says, the nearest thing John and I ever got to a dry session was a song called Golden Rings. I brought the version of it to John's house. We stalled, and when we got to the lines, "You can buy me golden rings," we kept singing that over and over and over again, and he couldn't get beyond it because it was so shockingly bad. Have you ever had that situation?
I have. I had. There's a song that me and my friend, I think, tried to work up a couple versions of. I came up with a riff or something,
right?
At some point, and he thought it was cool. Started writing some lyrics to it, and we kept coming back to it. And every time we came back to it, it just seemed to get worse and worse.
Yeah.
And we did, like, eventually we were both just like, dude, screw this song. I'm not doing this anymore.
Right.
Like, forget this.
So part of the problem was that John and Paul had already written a song with Diamond Ring in it, and he felt it was just unoriginal and uninspiring. So how do you get past when you have writer's block? So let me preface
okay.
that, okay? In England, what do they do if all of a sudden they have to celebrate or they're sad about something or they have a writer's block? What do you think is their first go-to thing?
I couldn't tell you. I could.
Oh, you'll know when I tell you.
I will. I'm sure I will. So
they're having a cup of tea.
Okay, well, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So John and Paul went and had a cup of tea. Tell me, what do you do?
Well, I don't know. There's a lot of it's never the same, you know. It's the same thing as asking the question, like, how do you write a song? You know, there's one way to do it.
Okay,
there's been
good.
Times where I've gotten really bad writer's block and I've just stopped listening to music because I felt like I kept trying to listen to songs that I felt fit the moment that I was in instead
right.
of living in the moment and then coming up with a song for that later.
Okay.
So I would just stop listening to music and
okay.
only let my thoughts linger and come up with music that way. If that doesn't work, then one of the most frequent ways that I come up with new things is jamming with other musicians. Just getting in a room with a bunch of your friends that play
right.
instruments and like just shooting it, you know, and just going for it and seeing
okay.
what happens. You come up with new stuff all the time.
Right.
I learn new tricks and new things to add to my bag of tricks at jams all the time.
Wonderful.
Know?
Well, they went and had a cup of tea, and when they came back, they started thinking about maybe we should write about a woman in L.A., and that started things going. Then she wanted a chauffeur. This is a little bit like the song Norwegian Wood in a sense that you've got a cast of characters, and then before you know it, you've got a story. You were just talking about that.
That, by the way, that song Norwegian Wood, there's actually a book
right.
called Norwegian Wood,
right.
which goes through the whole song. My girlfriend just read that book, and every time I play that song, she's like, you know, there's this book, Norwegian Wood, that goes through all. I'm like, yeah, yeah. So, yeah, it's a really cool book. It talks about all the same things that the song goes through.
So once they got into creating a narrative and storytelling, it's so much more interesting. The song then draws you forward so much more easily. Now we were dramatizing the interview of a chauffeur. We got over that dry moment and finished the song, and it became one that didn't get away. So they had a lot of songs that got away. There's a theory that rock and roll couldn't have existed without the guitars of Leo Fender. But it probably couldn't have existed without Henry Ford either. Now, do you
know? That is very true. That is very true. If it wasn't for Henry Ford and his influence on Leo Fender, Fender guitars probably would not look the way that they do. A lot of people don't know this.
No, I don't know. This isn't part of the story. Tell me.
So a lot of the colors of early Fender guitars are based on Ford colors, like Fiesta Red and I think like Lake Placid Blue or something
that.
A lot of these colors are actual Ford colors. And Leo Fender, I might be wrong about this, but I think he was really into cars and he wanted to be a car guy, but he ended up doing guitars instead. And Leo couldn't even play guitar. So all of his like additions to guitars didn't really make any sense. Like the tremolo bar or the whammy bar, whatever you want to call it.
Do you have one?
Yeah, it's right here.
Let play a little whammy bar.
So for instance, you have something like if you're playing a C chord,
right,
and you want to use the whammy bar, you'd be like...
Okay.
And so if you're a musician, like, and you're Leo Fender, and you don't know how to play guitar, and you want to get vibrato, like I'm doing that with my finger.
Right.
But if you don't know how to play guitar very well, you can just go...
And
use the arm.
Right.
Another thing that he would do is a lot of musicians will palm mute their guitar. So, like, for instance, instead of going, you get that real sound. But Leo Fender didn't know how to do that. So he invented a cover that goes over where the strings meet the body of the guitar that had some foam in it that would mute the strings for you. And all other guitar players were like, this is trash. Why do we need this?
Right.
And Leo Fender's like, genius invention. This works for me. So, yeah, if it weren't for Henry Ford, a lot of the Strats would not – they probably wouldn't even be exist because the way that they look, it looks like a muscle car or something or a sports car from the 50s.
Okay, you've added a whole new dimension here, but we'll get back to what Paul says. Paul McCartney says rock probably couldn't have existed without Henry Ford either. He's thinking about the relationship between the motor car and what happens in the back seat.
Yes.
We know that people shagged before the motor car, but the motor car gave the erotic a whole new lease on life. I'm looking or thinking about Chuck Berry riding along in my automobile. Do you remember that song?
Yeah, dude.
And he goes on to say he thinks Chuck is one of America's greatest poets. So he said every song, it's always fun to add a little nonsense lyric. So he ended it with beep, 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 yeah. And they harmonized it so it tried to sound like a car horn.
That's probably my favorite part of that song. I love that.
So he goes on to say that the two chords for the whole verse is something that he works on. A song like She's Leaving Home is only one chord, but he struggled not to go to two. And he says this song, after he thought about it, might even be better in just one chord.
It could be. It could be. Because simplicity is the key, and the Beatles are the king at that.
Yeah.
They're so good at taking such simple chord progressions. Like, you would hear that chord progression out of context with the Beatles, and it might sound good, but you wouldn't think to take it the way that the Beatles take it, you know?
Yeah.
For instance, Drive My Car, the chords are, for the verse, is just a D7 to a G7. Right. So you're just like... But they just take – it's so simple, but they take it so far. You know, they do so much with it. And all the harmonies, it just – it makes it – I don't even know how to describe it.
Another thing, and I'll touch on this after we're done with this section, is their songs, people can adapt them and make them – I'm thinking of some songs that aren't Beatles songs anymore. They're Joe Cocker. She Came in Through the Bathroom Window.
Yeah.
You know, it's now a Joe Cocker song, but a lot of their music lends to that for whatever reason.
Yeah. For instance, like She's a Woman by the Beatles. I didn't know that was a Beatles song. I thought that was a Jeff Beck song for the longest time.
Yeah, yeah.
And I had no idea.
Yeah.
There's a lot of songs like that just, they're like blues standards, you know?
Right.
Everybody does them.
So, Max Riley, we're going to ask you to play your version, your interpretation of Ride My Car.
All right. Okay. Well, I had a backing track with drums, but I don't think it's going to work. So I'll just give it a shot.
You'll wing it. You'll do it. And you haven't even had a cup of tea.
Nope, I haven't had a cup of tea. No, nothing like that. I may flub the arrangement a little bit, and I'm not going to sing, but hopefully this gets the idea across and it sounds good. So
perfect.
Here we go.
Alrighty.
Off. like Yeah, you know, that's the thing, you know.
There you go.
That's the best I could do. If I had more, you know, I don't know. What do you want?
I want it all. Okay, here we go with the Beatles. Max,
beep, baby, beep, yeah, you can drive my car.
I'm going to play one more quick version of this because it ties together what we talked about earlier, how other artists tap or use that song to make it their own.
Okay.
So let's listen to Drive My Car by Black Heat.
All right.
She said, listen, baby, can't you see? I want to be famous, a star of the screen. But you can do something in between. She said, baby, come on, drive my car. Baby, you can drive my car. And then maybe I love you, baby. She said, listen, baby, that's understood. Working for peanuts is all very fine, but I can show you a better time.
Baby, you can drive my car. What a different emphasis on this song.
What
my
a killer
God.
Version. Huh? Killer. Absolutely.
You
killer.
Like it, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. That was
yeah,
fantastic.
Wow. You're listening to KDRT 95.7 in Davis, California.
Hey, let me just say, yeah. Sam Goodman, if you're listening right now, I know you liked that version. That was fire.
That was hella fire.
Okay. Well, Sam, just so you know, that was Black Heat doing it from their album Keep On Running. Max, we're going to ask you to play another original.
All right.
And
I will
you're
play,
ready for it.
I will play. This is a song from my – this is the title track from my first album that I put out last year.
Okay.
Called The Cosmic Causeway. I'm going to do like Ooh. A little abridged version of it. But this song I wrote, I was – one of my friends, his name is Justin. We call him Magic. He lives in Sacramento. So I spend a lot of time traveling between here and SAC and going over that causeway all the time,
right.
You know. A lot of the times at night, and you know, and if you're a little intoxicated and
right.
your friend's driving and you're sitting in the passenger seat, yeah. it can kind of look like you're in space out there, you
yeah.
know. So I just kind of wrote this song about, like, that, and, you know, and I don't know. There's no lyrics, but it's just that's the vibe, you know.
Does the Amtrak train, when it goes by, when you're in that state, look like a shooting star?
Oh, yeah, or a spaceship?
Yeah,
yeah, for sure,
yeah.
dude, for sure.
Okay,
all right.
What's the name of this again?
This is called The Cosmic Causeway.
Off you go.
Okay. Let me turn this up a little bit.
Oh, it's coming through loud.
Just kidding. That was the whole song. We're all done
oh.
here. Okay, here we go.
Whoops.
Oh. Imagine a saxophone solo.
done.
Oh, there you go. There's that.
Well done. The Cosmic Causeway by Max Riley.
Yes, sir.
How many guitars do you own, Max?
Oof. I'd say 6 or 7, maybe.
Whoa.
Yeah. So I have this. This is my baby. This is a Strat. It's for the people who can't see, which is everyone else who's not me and Peter.
Yeah.
It's a white Strat with a white pickguard and a maple neck. The neck is from 1988. It's a Japanese neck, and the body is from 1999 or 91.
Who put it together?
I did. I bought the pieces individually, and I joined them into. It's called a parts caster. So they're different pieces from different Fender guitars that I kind of cobbled together. So I have this. I have another one that looks like this, but it's candy apple red. So
okay.
Going back to those Ford colors.
Right.
And then I have a Fiesta red one that's a G&L. So it's like a Fender, but it's slightly different. I have like a butterscotch Telecaster.
Good
I have,
Lord.
I have this guitar that looks like a 3-pickup Black Beauty Gibson Les Paul, but it's not a real Les Paul. It's like a Chibson. It's a Chinese Gibson.
Okay.
So I'd say a real one would be like $20,000. Mine's
yeah.
probably $400. So, and then I have an acoustic guitar, a 12-string. I have some other ones,
okay.
but they're kind of...
They're out there.
The two Strats and the Tele are my favorite, though. Those are the ones I always play.
Where are you going to be playing next?
So I have a show coming up on the 30th
yep.
of this month at Old Ironsides
yep.
in Sacramento.
Yep.
I'm playing with my dad's band, Mao. I am opening, and we're playing with another band called Blue Egyptian. I think there might be another band,
okay.
but I might be forgetting. It's kind of an Owlfest warm-up show. It's a bunch of bands that'll be playing at Owlfest. So,
and what day is that?
It's the 30th of April.
Well,
it's
that's coming up.
I'm not sure. Yeah, it is coming up. I'm not sure what the actual day of the week it is, but
okay.
It is 21 and up, and I'm pretty sure there's probably.
Wait
like
a minute. What'd you just say?
It's 21 and up.
How old are you?
20. They let me in. They let it slide.
Oh my God.
Just don't tell anybody.
Oh my God. Okay. I might just, you know, right here, I've got people coming over to the house for dinner on the 30th, but they're music buffs.
Whoa.
I just might drag them along.
You, yeah, that would
I
be
just
that would be great. I'd
along.
Love to have you guys
Old
come
Ironside.
Through.
Old Ironside. All righty. Let's see. We've talked about your coming up gigs. Mm-hmm. How can people find you?
People can find me on Instagram. I'm at Max_Riley2. You can find me on Spotify. If you look up Max Riley, you'll find me. There's the picture is me. I'm wearing a red suit, and there's like 4 pictures of me playing the white guitar. You can find me on YouTube under the same name, Max Riley. I got a bunch of my music uploaded on there.
Okay.
I got a side project I'm working on with my friend Sam, who I gave the shout out to earlier,
right.
called Far Out. It's really mainly his baby, you know, but I come in and do a little session guitar work here and there. But he's got a new record that's coming out this summer in June called Valentine's Day that I kind of helped co-produce the
okay.
record. And there's a lot of really good songs on there. So if you like the funky element of my music, then
right.
there's a couple songs on that record that you probably dig. So
I like
yeah,
funk.
if you want to hear my music, it's on Spotify, it's on YouTube. It's on SoundCloud, too. The newest album isn't on SoundCloud, but the old stuff is. So
okay.
that's pretty much that's where I'm mainly active. If you want to get in touch with me, Instagram is probably the best way.
Perfect. Perfect. So you work. That's a project you're working on? You working on anything for yourself?
I have some stuff I'm working here and there on random stuff, you know. Whenever
yeah.
I think of a new song, I'm always writing music, you know.
Yeah.
But at this point, I don't have a set project. I am I'm planning on doing a blues record.
Right.
I really want to do a
that
real
sounds like fun.
Roots
yeah.
blues record.
Yeah,
yeah, I want to write some songs, do a couple covers.
Right.
Like I'm going to cover What I Say by Ray Charles.
Right.
Do some like blues stuff like that.
You have a nice deep voice.
Oh yeah.
Why don't you do some voice lessons.
Okay, yeah, I should do some
you
voice lessons.
You should do that, yeah.
For sure.
That's a nice
okay.
voice.
Okay.
In the background, you're hearing Athens of the West. We're going to play that for you. It's from his album, The Cosmic Causeway. This way you'll hear that album in its full instead of just a guitar
yeah.
that you played before. Yeah.
yeah.